An innovative program incorporating learning and physical education was the focus of a two-day workshop in Monroe. Over 40 classroom and physical education teachers from several area parishes participated in the event. The workshop was sponsored by the Living Well Foundation, which seeks to assist health initiatives in North Louisiana, and hosted by the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Kinesiology Department Head Dr. Wilson Campbell.
Well, it's kind of a new approach to working with kids to really change the learning environment, to try to drop in just a little bit more academics while they're in the school day.
The Fab Five LitFit program was crafted 7 years ago by Lisa Vance and Emily Sobzek, two teachers from Spokane, Washington. The two sought ways to involve educational tasks with various movement activities for kindergarten through second grade students. Vance says from the onset, the program was to develop ideas and see what movement could be applied.
So we started just meeting once a week and collaborating and saying what kind of movement activities we can. So we didn't have any equipment or anything. It was just kind of a, you know, let's come into the gym, let's work together and try some different things with academics and moving and just getting their brains ready. And then we kind of took it from there.
Getting their brains ready, as Van says, to connect learning with physical movement. Campbell says more and more research shows that incorporating the two benefits young minds.
This is something that's really come about from brain research over the last 5 to 10 years, that we find the kids learn better when they're actually moving because more of the brain is active during that time period.
Science shows that movement increases blood flow, allowing for the delivery of oxygen, water, and glucose, or brain food, to the brain. As a child's earliest learning is based on motor development, so too is much of the learning that follows. Those first steps into a school's educational environment are aided by these cross-curricular activities. One example displayed on the workshop's floor is the learning ladder, an oversized ladder with letter tiles between the rungs. As the child steps over each rung, they are familiarizing themselves with the alphabet. With a slight adjustment on the instructor's part, the student is learning to step through to form short words. Sobzak says in teaching her class with the program she helped create, assessment numbers surpassed those of other classrooms.
Just with the literacy assessments, you know, by January, 95% of my kiddos were at standard. And in the other classrooms, it was as low as less than 50%, even though we started at the same place with, you know, 60% or less of our kids meeting standard.
It's a positive result for students who are considered at risk. Vance says the school where she teaches in Spokane is at 92% poverty level. She says mobility, the indicator for children moving in or out of the area after the start of the year, is at 60%.
Oh, that's over half of the kids you have at the beginning of the year aren't there in the middle or the end of the year. And so we have a lot of those barriers to deal with, and we're hoping that this kind of closed the gap for those kiddos.
As some communities in North Louisiana identify with similar numbers, educators hope that implementing programs like LitFit will help advance learning for children in similar situations. Sobzak says creating an environment with activities like those in the program are exciting for those in and outside her classroom.
They always walk away from those movement activities. They're smiling, they're learning, we're having a great time. They think it's play. I know they're getting much more out of it. For us, it's the norm, so it's not a surprise to them that we're going to be moving. But you do see kids passing in the hall going, what are they doing in that classroom? I want to do that. Or they'll just stop to watch us. So the kids love it.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.